This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. As per usual, if you are partaking in any way, be responsible, be wise, and be kind to yourself. That means treating yourself with care and understanding your boundaries.
Yes.
Yes. Also, we are not currently sponsored by any of the products that we are speaking about. That could always change. Who knows? But we are always excited to try new things. And we're coming back to the roots of what this was with Happy Hour, with highlighting a company led by women or non-binary folks who are doing some big things in an industry that is typically ran by cis heteronormative men. So we wanted to switch it up as per usual. That was kind of that intent because myself, who was a part of the beer industry for a little while, was really sad that it was so dominated by men and it was kind of a gross industry. And we talked about why it was a gross industry. But oftentimes it is the women, the marginalized community who are able to shake out of that type of bad habits and communities. I'll say it like that. So yeah. So we're going to come back to our roots and we're going to feature a non-alcoholic spirit from a company called Spiritless and their specific take on whiskey, Kentucky whiskey, branded Kentucky 74. I bought this a while ago and they're one of the bigger, wider distributors for non-alcoholic spirits. So it was really good to see. I was really excited because they've been on my list for a minute to try anyway. And I feel like things have changed drastically in the last 5 to 6, 7, 8 years where people are trying to find non-alcoholic options for things that they love. And I love to see more and more out there. So we wanted to highlight this one. And yes, it is ran by women.
Yay!
So, of course, we usually talk about what it tastes like because I did, being very honest, kind of forget that this was supposed to be my episode.
So I'm scrambling.
I'm scrambling about. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. This is me. Thinking that we were jumping into something else. But I did prepare ahead of time and I did give Annie her sample. I've got my sample. Have you tasted it?
I haven't. I made what I would normally drink whiskey with, which is just whiskey, lime, and soda water. Yep.
I love it. Well, did you, because usually you take a taste of it before. Did you do that?
I didn't, but we were kind of, I was rushing.
Oh, my bad. Well, I'm tasting it, and it's nice. It definitely has the taste of whiskey. It reminds me at the front end. I think, of course, because it's non-alcoholic, it is less of a bite, which actually I enjoy. And this might be a good alternative for me who gets very sleepy. And oftentimes I'm like, I'm just drinking bubble water, which I love bubble water. So, you know, both of those things. But it has a nice grainy taste. It definitely has that forward drink of that whiskey that I do love without the burn. So that's also a nice little touch, a bonus, I guess. And you made your own cocktail. I love that. A soda whiskey, essentially.
I did.
I, scrambling myself, like, I got this, made a what I will call a Christmas mule.
Yeah.
Because instead of lime, I used an orange. And I always think of Christmas as and oranges going hand in hand because as a kid, what part of like our gifts from people, my grandmother would put together like a nuts and fruit bag, not yes. a basket, a bag in a brown bag with your name written on it. And it always had oranges. And I know my dad has talked about the fact that that was a big thing in his household is that they would actually get oranges and it would smell like oranges and pine trees for the Christmas tree.
We did that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to call it my Christmas mule. Happy Christmas.
I love it.
Thank you. And it does have ginger beer, a little twisted orange peel that like I put in there as well with some orange juice because I don't have lime because I forgot this was my segment. But it is very delicious, very spicy. But a little bit about the company. So the team is made up of Lauren Chitwood, who is the entrepreneur. I'm reading this off their site, by the way, spiritless.com, which you can also order from them, is an entrepreneur and an award-winning brand evangelist, not content to rest on her laurels or to rest a period. Her combination of head-in-the-clouds activity and boots-on-the-ground hustle have earned Lauren a reputation for being nimble, innovative, and above all else, a problem solver. Then there's Abby Ferguson. She is a certified food and beverage whisperer. She's an expert in all things culinary and lifestyle, from the conceptualization, partnership, and executive of large-scale events like the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival to carefully curated influencer activations designed to get the right people talking. Then we have Lexi Lancaster Larson, who is a sixth-generation entrepreneur whose roots run deep with both manufacturing and production and bourbon. Passionate about building businesses from the ground up, Spiritless is the third female-founded company Lexi has had the opportunity to grow. So those are the three main founders. And here is their descriptor of the taste profile on their site. It says, Kentucky 74 delivers a high-quality, smooth finish underpinned by familiar notes of caramel, vanilla, and oak. Agreed. And it says, Old Kentucky 74 is a beautifully distilled, non-alcoholic spirit for bourbon cocktails. It's won several awards, including a gold medal in the LA Spirit Awards, as well as named Best Non-Alcoholic Spirit by that same award. So very, very cool. Apparently they use the reverse distillation process. So that's very cool to hear. And then when asked about how this kind of came about, Lauren Chitwood, who was one of the first people, talked about being a part of big companies and big alcoholic companies and realizing that, quote, we were also a part of a consumer trend that we were seeing. We were all young. We were trying to become more health conscious. We're all moms a few times over and have spent many years of our lives sitting on the sideline because of pregnancy or one reason or another. And we really felt like it was just very obvious when we pulled up and looked that there was an opportunity. We ourselves were living examples of the need for such kind of brands, which is amazing. And they kind of go on in another article with CourierJournal.com where they talk about opening up in Kentucky in 2019. It says, enter Spiritless, the Louisville-based female-led non-alcoholic drink company. The Spiritless Distiller is preparing to launch an reverse distilled drink that looks and feels and tastes just like bourbon, only it's not. Here's a quote. Our big, bold goal is to create a high-quality, truly delicious product line that allows people all over the world to order their favorite cocktail spiritless or halfsies, blending a spirit with a spiritless to cut the alcohol level and calories in half, said Chitwood, the company's CEO. It enables you to have a premium experience at a bar that is highly customizable. Spiritless is about options, far more than it is about drinking or not drinking. And then the article goes on, named for Spiritless being the 74th distillery in the state, Kentucky 74 is made with a grain neutral spirit and select chars of oak from an extraction process to pull the oak flavors into the spirit. What results is an extremely high proof and intensely flavored spirit that is then reverse distilled to evaporate all but 0.5% of the alcohol. The drink remaining retains the flavors from the oak extraction process and is pH adjusted for shelf stability before being bottled. And yeah, apparently when you open this, you can still keep it on the shelf for up to like a few months.
Nice.
So you're good to go. And then it goes on, Chitwood describes Kentucky 74's flavor profile of more like, quote, your second drink with an ice cube in it, the easy drinking phase. The nose feels familiar with notes of oak, smoke, caramel, and vanilla. It's meant to be consumed in a cocktail and not necessarily sipped on its own like many traditional bourbons. So there you go. They have some really cool things. And yeah, they have different types of spiritless alcohols, we'll say it that way. Looks like they have a tequila, other types of bourbon, and then they have like cocktails already made that you can do a pour over on to your non-alcoholic spirits. So they have a lot of options. And we've been wanting to do several non-alcoholic options, which I think we've done one or two here and there. Mm-hmm. So I was very excited when I saw this on the shelf. And actually, I think I informed the store. So we actually in Atlanta have a non-alcoholic store that just specializes completely in that, which we were like, wow, that is huge because we have people that we know who are sober and really love this type of market. So we went in there and I was pointing this one out. I was like, oh, yeah, this is by this company. It's an all women brand. They're like, really? Like, they didn't know. It was a woman that I was talking to. She got very excited. So yay, letting people know what's going on.
I love that.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
So we're back to our roots. What do you think about your drink?
It's nice. You know, the interesting thing is I actually really like the burn of whiskey, but, and I don't know if you know this, listeners, but one of the reasons a lot of drinks have carbonation is in it is because it enhances the warming and the burn.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually has the burn in it, even though... the spiritless, as you say, I didn't try it alone, but doesn't right. necessarily have it. So it's really lovely. It tastes like I'm drinking a whiskey soda. It's yeah. got the burn in it. Like it's, I'm enjoying it.
I didn't realize because I did it on its own. And then now that I'm drinking it with the ginger beer, it was extra spicy and it is burning. Mm-hmm. I was like, cool. Look at
it's
that.
It's got a spice profile.
Yeah,
going.
It does. Mm-hmm. It really has like that cinnamon spice that, yes. But where it hits that it's like extra. Mm-hmm. They're like, yeah. So they mm-hmm. did a great job. I love that. I think this is, available pretty much countrywide. Mm-hmm. For those who are interested, they have a lot of options, again, on their site. Love to see growing companies. It looks like they do a lot. They have like donations for specific organizations for women and girls. So, as part of a feminist podcast, intersectional feminist podcast, we love to see it. Mm-hmm. And we want to see more of it. Mm-hmm. And I do miss doing this part, like being able to talk about the drinks, because like oftentimes it comes in handy. Like we actually still talk about Uncle Nearest because it is one of my favorite whiskeys to date, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. But we're so excited to share this brand with our producer, who was amazing for our audiobook, and mm-hmm. we gave it to her as a gift, and she was so excited. And we actually had a little shot, and she really loved it. I don't know if mm-hmm. she was just putting on a show, but she seemed to really love it. And being able to share information and like knowledge about why this is important or why this brand is our favorite, not just because of the taste, but trying to spread that it does exist is lovely.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I love it. I know we've talked about this before, but I love it. And I think a lot of people that we've talked to that listen to the show love it. When I can go and buy something, a drink that I feel good about, because there was so much bad news that came out about it. And so now I'm like, wait, is that brewery good or bad? I can't remember. Like, I'm always like thinking about it. So it is like nice to know. It's like, okay.
Right. Here's a great brand that tastes good. And then you are supporting something. Like, I am the sad sack of all the brands of like alcohol, as well as sometimes movies. There's mm-hmm. a TikTok about the person who tells you everything bad about each actor or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, that's mm-hmm. me. My bad. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing. Like that beer. We can't drink that. We don't mm-hmm. do that. I think I may have recently told my partner we couldn't go to these coffee places. I'm like, we're boycotting that. He's like, my God. And he's a supportive partner and he agrees with me. But it's just like, as my list grows, I'm like, we can't do that. Sorry.
But it is nice to know.
Right. So when you have something that you love, you're like, yes, mm-hmm. and they're good people as far as we know.
Yeah.
Cross your fingers. Things change.
Yes.
And things are polarized all the time. But like, that's like, look, here's mm-hmm. this brand. And for non-alcoholic brands, we want to do things that are like, I don't think they are classified as small businesses anymore because they're pretty big. They're pretty worldwide. Mm-hmm. Uncle Nearest is not a small business, I don't think. They're pretty worldwide as
well. Did you hear they just bought a champagne? They bought a champagne house in France.
What?
Yes.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Now I gotta try that too.
Yes.
And the thing is, like, it's not champagne if it's not from France. The grapes from France. And then,
okay. But these black women,
legitimate.
They bought a champagne house in France. I'm so about it. I'm so excited.
Oh, we need to go. We had a conversation at one point in time that we might go to Paris. That would be somewhere we have to go.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. And we love this type of information. Mm-hmm. So you listeners, I know you have your ears out as well, trying to find the best conscientious purchases. So if you know of any, please let us know. We love them and need them.
Yes. Yes. And if you have any recipes that you'd like to make with non-alcoholic spirits, there's somebody around about Atlanta that has a whole book about them.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Let us know. You can contact us via email at stephaniethemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at momstuffpodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at stuffmomnevertoldyou. We do have a Tee Public store and a book, which unfortunately we did not get to put our recipes in, but maybe one day. One day.
I have to rethink my recipes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I think we were going to do a whole recipe. The book went through a lot of changes.
It went through so many changes.
It really did. Thank you so much to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Cheers.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.